Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
I want to talk about specifically, I'm pretty sure, I don't know if you can do it through other apps, but ordering groceries through Uber Eats.
Yes.
So where someone, like an Uber driver, will literally go into a supermarket, get the food that you've put down on your list, mm-hmm. and they will drop it off at your door.
Coles, Woolies, and I think Aldi have just jumped on as well.
Okay.
They've just started doing that too.
So since having a kid a couple of years ago, quite handy when you're in a pinch.
Of course.
My wife will be like, hey, I can't get to the shops. And I'll be like, I don't have time before or after work, or like, we need food to be, all that stuff. You just go, look, yeah, you pay a little bit more, but that's the point of the service. And they bring you the food.
It's quite handy when you feel like throwing an extra $20, $30 away at the supermarket.
Yes, but you go, like, is this problem worth $20 to me?
Yeah.
Yes. the thing I want to talk about, though, is the replacement. So if you have time or if you can be bothered, you can mark, if you don't have this, like if you don't have this tin of coconut milk, you can just get coconut milk. Like,
yeah.
For roughly the same
price. You can be very specific and be like, only these brands?
Yeah.
Or only these flavors? Or you can just be like, you choose.
Yes. So, and whenever I've done it, I think I've just been like rushing and I don't actually pick the replacement. And
that's
then that's
risky.
When chaos happens. Yeah. This morning, my wife was like, right, you've got to leave early for work. I've got all these things I need to do. Is it all right if I do one of these ones? I was like, yep, it's going to be help. That way we can like get stuff before we pick up son from daycare, blah, blah, blah. And so as she's in the shower, I just hear these like bloop, 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 bloop. And the person is there and like they are just not finding anything. Just not finding anything. It's like of the 20 items, like 11 of them couldn't find.
Ooh.
And it's like, oh. So, but because.
Look harder.
Because my wife's in the shower and I had no idea what was going on. He's picking his own replacements for certain things.
Oh,
and other things he's going, hey, I couldn't find them, so you get refunded, whatever it is.
Yeah, sometimes the replacements are like completely off. Like you'll ask for some oranges and they'll bring you like limes.
Yeah.
And you're like, you haven't even tried.
This is what I want to discuss. So probably not to that extreme, but we're a Pink Lady apple household. I have half of an apple every day, I would say. Between my son and I, so we make some like cereal and I cut up some apple and split it between us. And so we're going through a couple of apples a week. So it was like four Pink Lady apples. This was one of the things that he couldn't find or wasn't available at the supermarket and replaced it with, it's one of two. I don't know exactly which one is because it was a darker color. And I was like, well, that's not a Pink Lady as soon as the bag got there. It's either a Bravo or a Kansi red apple.
Right.
I'd rather none.
Yeah.
Honestly. I don't want that.
Apples, look.
If you don't like an apple, you're not going
to
eat it.
It's the same as, you know when people are like, oh, it's like comparing apples to oranges. No. Comparing different apples to different apples.
That's a battle in itself.
Yeah.
I was like, man, bad. Bad, bad, bad.
Because I'm a Granny Smith girl.
Granny Smith?
Yeah. Don't even bother giving me anything if it's not Granny Smith.
Such a Hollywood apple. No value in that apple, Jess. No flavor. It's just a crunch. It's tricking you.
I love
to think,
the crunch.
It's tricking you to think it's tasty, but it's just it's
nothing
it's
worse
pleasing.
Than biting into an apple and it being like dusty. Oh.
Do you think I would have genuinely rather no apples?
Yeah,
than
but you can put that in the
ones.
App tip. I feel like it's your fault. You've gone choose for me, and he's gone. This one looks kind of red.
I didn't do the order. I don't want to throw my wife under the bus, but I didn't place the order. Yeah. Wanted to hit the phones 5223295 specifically in this situation. Is nothing better than something else when it comes to apples? Like I feel like because there's so many different versions of it.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think of other fruits that have. Eight versions of themselves. Like, even like pears and peaches, there's only a few of them.
Well, at the moment, I'm really into mandarins, and there's only one specific. Like, if it's not imperial, I don't want to know about it.
All right. We're talking about fruit. If you've just tuned in, Jess isn't trying to lose her job. 5223295. If your preferred apple wasn't available, would you settle for another, or would you just say no? Nikki. In Meredith's given us a call. Apparently, you're an avid online shopper.
Oh, yes. Brilliant service. I hate shopping centres.
Okay.
They can be just the worst, Nikki, right? Like, you walk around, you end up buying a whole bunch of stuff you don't need, and then you got to unload all the stuff to your car. What about just showing up? Someone else has done all the hard work for you. It's amazing.
It's absolutely fantastic, but it's been a bit hit and miss. I ordered some brighter filter cartridges.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Brita water filters?
Yep.
Yep.
They gave me the whole set, the jug, the everything. I ordered, canned peas, and I got canned peas, corn, and carrot.
Of course. Close enough, good enough, right?
Now I just blanket deselect substitute altogether. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, do you have a preferred apple, Nikki?
No. Okay. I do have a preferred bread, and some of the substitutions for that have been amusing.
They just give you a pizza base and they go, it's pretty much the same. Well, Nikki, honestly, it seems like you've been stung multiple times. So,
how do you feel about Kansas apples, though, Nikki? Because Tim's got a few. He needs to offload.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever had them. I've never heard of them before.
Four are coming your way, Nikki. This is
Tim and Jess. Tim, today it is Are You Okay Day.
Is it the first
Thursday of September.
Oh, is it floating?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For some reason in my brain, I always thought it was the 14th.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it's one of those floaters. That's
it is,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, it's a great day.
It's a great day to acknowledge and have conversations with people that you might not usually have, right? And I know that over the years it might have become, less and less important because a lot of people will just walk here around the office and be like, are you okay? And then just walk on.
Well, asking the question, are you okay, and actually meaning it, that's mm-hmm. a different challenge. And then actually listening is a really key part as well, if someone responds to you.
And maybe you don't have the capacity or the time to ask someone if they're okay today. But it's about having that conversation about maybe people around you aren't doing so good. And you might not even know what's going on. And having that conversation and starting with that, are you okay, and being open to hearing maybe they're not, is a great place to start. I am currently 33 weeks pregnant. And you know off the air that I've been struggling a little bit the last couple of weeks in particular.
Yeah. I think once you got sick, it elevated things. Because being sick at the best of times is frustrating, but you were sick for quite some time and it's quite taxing.
I got sick at the very start of the third trimester. And it took me into a really weird, dark place that I've not experienced before.
Yeah.
This kind of level of anxiety and overwhelming thoughts, I guess, really took me. I spiraled a little bit, and it got to the point where I couldn't really even articulate how I was feeling, let alone talk to anyone about it.
Those are frustrating, not being able to, especially to the people close to you. Like, mm-hmm. imagine your husband, and he's going, talk to me, and you go, I actually can't figure out how to tell you how I'm feeling.
And so we actually had an obstetrician appointment last week, and it was the first time my husband was there with me. He doesn't miss an appointment. He loves coming to everything with us. And the obstetrician, who, perfect stranger, I'm going through Barwon Health, so I get a different person every time.
Yeah, and they would be seeing multiple people a day.
Yeah, and all she said was, how are you feeling? You okay? What's going on? And that was all it took. All of a sudden, I completely just broke down to this complete stranger.
Yeah.
And my husband was sitting there looking at me, and I still remember his face. He was just, it was like bewilderment. He was like, why haven't you told me? I could have been helping. I could have done this. I could have done that. I couldn't find the words to even talk to my husband about how I was feeling at that point because I was just so low. And we come on here and we have some fun. The Tim Jess Show, it's all about having fun and getting you through your day. And we want to be that space for everybody. Yeah. But when you're not feeling your best, trying to do that every day is really hard. It's really tough. And then throw into that being a mum for the first time, I started to question whether I can actually do this. And I'm getting a lot of help now, which is great. And it's really difficult to think that there are other people out there that might be feeling the way that I'm feeling and they don't have that same support, because I know that I have my husband and my family and you and everyone here at work. But there are a lot of people that probably have no idea. They look at our socials, they look at my personal socials, and the only thing I'm posting about my pregnancy is the highlight reel. You know, you see how excited I am, and I am excited. There are so many things about pregnancy that I absolutely love. But it is a really tough thing to put your body through, and you don't have any control over the hormones that are coming through. And I have just never experienced this level of anxiety in my entire life. And I thought on today, Are You Okay Day, that I might talk about it in the open to everyone that is listening right now. And hopefully, maybe that helps someone else in the same experience. Maybe you're not pregnant. Maybe you're just having a tough time of it. Today would be a good day to reach out and see how everyone around you is going.
100%. It's what today's all about.
Yeah. And
if you're listening and you're having similar, like you're hearing what Jess is saying, and you've had those similar thoughts, they're super common to have those kind of thoughts, whether you're pregnant, whether you're not, these kind of things, and to doubt if you're going to be able to do something, whether it's be a mother and all those things. Like, I guarantee you, anyone that's ever been about to give birth to a child has had that thought of, like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
So it's not a fight that you'd have alone. Mm. Like you're saying, like, it's asking those questions, and even if it is opening up to your obstetrician when you didn't even realize yeah. it, or to well, a family.
And member. That's the thing, it comes and goes. So you almost trick yourself into thinking, I'm fine. I don't need help. I don't need to ask anybody for anything. I'm totally okay. And then it'll come on suddenly, and all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, I don't know where to go or who to turn to.
Yeah.
And even just having that conversation and being able to reach out to people now, it made it feel so much more achievable to actually, you know, to even just talking about it made it feel less overwhelming.
100%. And that's what days like today are all about. So we appreciate you sharing. And again, Are You Okay? Thanks, buddy. A conversation, it could change a life. Check them out. There are plenty of great services, but specifically, areyouokay.org.au.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
For the first time this afternoon, we welcome young, humble, innocent Ava from the newsroom.
Hello, that was a glowing introduction.
Well, you are innocent. I did...
Bathed in excellence, Ava.
Did. Stop. To be fair, though, I shook Ava's hand today and I had the massive big brother urge to wrestle.
Yeah. Well, it's getting a little scary.
Yeah. No. It's, but I didn't. I just said that I wanted to pick you up and throw you, like do an F5. And Jess knows what an F5 is.
I think we should start the segment.
Oh,
hey.
Right. Help it.
If one colleague can't wrestle another colleague.
No, the thing is, I didn't. I said I wanted to, yeah. but I didn't act on those thoughts.
He said, I wanted to F5 you. I'm like, I don't know what that means. And then no one would explain it to me for a good 30 seconds. And I was really freaked out.
Out of context, hearing that blank,
yeah.
not great. Not great. It's a like shoulders, fireman's carry, spin around. 1, 2, 3. I'm the world champion.
It was right after you asked if you could inspect her trunk.
I'm looking at a new car and she's got a RAV4 and I'm hoping it's
It was a weird
good...
10 minutes, okay. honestly.
Anyway.
Level up your event or building site with Aim Higher. Tim and Jess.
K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
I just want to clarify. I didn't say I want to see... Like junk in your trunk. I didn't want to see that. I don't want to see your rear end.
There was like a weird pause between I want to inspect your trunk of your car.
And you were sort of like, I need to ask you something. At some point over the next couple of weeks, can I inspect your trunk?
I stand by that.
Let's find out. Ava from the newsroom brings us 3 news stories every single weekday. She leaves out some key elements. It is our job to fill in those blanks.
No broke boys, guys. Elon Musk temporarily lost his title as the richest person in the world before getting it back. Who'd he lose it to?
Oh, that Frenchie.
Nah.
Oh.
That Frenchie's still on top, isn't he?
No, so it's Elon and this guy.
Oh.
Jeez, my billionaire knowledge is pretty low.
Not the Bezos.
Nah, he's fourth.
Not even cracking top three. Fourth. Yeah, not even nothing. In the podium.
No wonder he spent about $17 on his wedding. So,
Sir William Gates?
No, he's like down 14.
Yeah,
no,
he's real low because he gives all his money to charity.
No, I think that's his wife.
Yeah, he sounds like the worst. I'm lacking in billionaires.
Oh, is it that Indian family, the ones that are having the fancy wedding?
No, I'm sorry. It's Larry Ellison.
You don't even sound rich.
He is the CEO of Oracle, which is this big AI company that do a lot of deals with like X's AI thing, OpenAI, so all of that sort of stuff.
He sounds like he's not a supervillain, so.
He's also besties with Trump. And yeah. I'm not saying that makes someone a supervillain, but I'm just saying he seems like he's quite close with that group of people.
Sure. Okay. Yep. Take that as you will.
Very smart way to describe that, Ava from the newsroom.
Thank you. But Elon Musk did bounce back and take another $1.5 billion.
Sold a couple of cars, you know.
Yeah.
Got some money moving.
If you were curious how much money these people have, it's roughly $590 billion Australian dollars.
In my brain, I can't see
the
zeros.
I can't comprehend it.
Yeah. Because a billion's 1,000 million.
Don't say
like
stuff
like what
that
I make
to me.
In a month, they probably make in a second.
Oh, probably not a second, maybe five. You know, don't sell yourself short.
A royal reunion. Who's caught up?
Ooh.
Princess Mary and the Governor of Tasmania.
No.
They don't have
William and Harry.
No, oh. But half right.
Ooh.
Harry and King Charles.
Yes. For the first time in over 18 months.
Papa.
Caught up for less than an hour at Charles and Camilla's residence.
They've been living in Canada, right? Him and Meghan Markle?
California.
Do you think Harry's the kind of guy that... He's lived there for 18 months and he's like, hey, Dad, how you going, Dad? Like, he's lost all of his British accent.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, Meghan's going real well.
I wonder if their kids have a British accent or an American accent.
They'll probably have one of those weird little
hybrid
ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not, the way you say that, weird little hybrid.
Like, Emily.
Kind of cute on kids.
Emily Blunt and John Krasinski.
Yeah.
Their kids.
That's my royal family.
Yeah.
There we go.
And a highly anticipated third in a series film appears to have been confirmed.
Ooh, third in a series.
I like it. What's been two movies? Happy Gilmore.
No, sorry.
The Incredibles 3.
No, I wish.
There's been two.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you and Jack are watching tonight.
Wow, yeah, it's big.
The second one's pretty good, actually.
It is.
Okay. Yeah. Are they still incredible in that one?
They are. Okay. Yep. Yeah. If not more so.
Is the movie called More Incredible?
It should be.
Okay, we've got no idea. Ava, what is it?
Mamma Mia 3.
Oh, is this the speculation that I've been hearing rumours Sabrina Carpenter might be in the next installment?
There's very little confirmed. It's just Amanda Seyfried.
Yeah.
We spoke about her the other day.
Yeah.
I've checked how to say her name. It is
Thank
Seyfried.
You. I was calling her Siegfried.
Siegfried and Royd. Nice.
She's been asked about it and pretty much said, yes, I think. And
would she be old enough to have a daughter Sabrina Carpenter's age?
Sabrina Carpenter's 27.
She could pass for 14, though.
Makeup. Just age up Amanda Seyfried.
Wow. Hollywood insiders, Jess and Ava giving us the scoop. Hey, Ava, thanks for coming in here.
Thanks, guys.
Have you been paying attention? Thanks to Aim Higher, level up your event or building site with Aim Higher. I know you were going to come back in like... 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Can you stick around? Do you have the capacity to bring that forward?
Do you want
to
see my trunk?
Okay. Ava is feeling way too comfortable
on her car,
Tim.
Okay. Of her car.
So is that... So
I guess I'll stay.
Okay.
Like, keep a distance. This is Tim
and Jess. Ava made a great point that we were talking about the trunk of her car the other day.
Yes.
It was just moments ago. I wanted to see her trunk because... I'm looking at selling my car. You got a RAV4, which
is
my dream car.
Yeah.
I'm worried it's not going to be enough space. So I was keen on that. And we were talking about your car for another reason because we got a text last night and you were a pretty proud little princess, weren't you?
The text was to an old group chat that we have here in the building.
Yeah.
And it said, can't wait till tomorrow. News so good, it can't wait till tomorrow. I just attempted my first... reverse parallel park since 2021.
Wow.
And in all caps, succeeded.
Good job.
Thank you.
Now, everyone
so
was
much.
Congratulating Ava straight away. And then I remembered, it was like, That's So Raven, had this like memory back to the one time that I've driven in Ava's car. She drove me to my car once. And I got in her car and realized that she had a screen.
Oh, man, this car has more cameras than this radio station.
360 cameras. 360. So you can watch from above your car going into the parallel spot. And so I was like, hey, can you be proud of it?
Okay.
If you have all that help.
I practiced reverse parallel parks for my driver's test in 2021. Had it down pat. Got it. Tried again a month or so later in my car at the time, not my car, but the family car at the time, that did not have a screen, did not have any cameras. Main street of my hometown, small, tight little streets, lots of cars coming. I failed and it was too traumatic. And I've just never been brave enough to try again. 4 years. You're going to tell me that's not something?
I mean, you only got off your green peas 2 weeks ago. Yes. So which is just for people listening, that is a kick in the guts. Can I shock you with something?
Yeah.
I've never had a car that's had a camera in it for parking assistance. And you just, like, you line up your mirrors.
Yeah.
Turn, I know all of
bit
that.
Bit down. Left hand down. When you start thinking the curb's going to be there.
The parks in Geelong are also so much bigger than my hometown. So the confidence has been building in the months that I've lived here.
Well,
my husband has a similar problem.
Oh, Jess's husband might be the worst parker in the history of
cars. He also has cameras on his car. And the other day there was two parallel parking spots, one in front of the other. And he was like, I don't know if I'm going to fit.
Oh, see, I can do that at least.
I've never laughed so hard in his face.
I was like, just not built for it, hey?
He really isn't. He's good at so many things.
Wait until there's a screaming baby in the backseat, right? Too.
Well, yeah. Well, I guess you can get a lift with them if you want. The moment for Jess's husband that really settled, where I just look at him with like less respect, is I was at my parents' place and Jess and her husband came and visited. And they were leaving. They have like an S-shaped-ish kind of gravel driveway.
It was a narrowish driveway. I'm trying to stick up for
it. It can
him
fit
here.
Two Land Cruisers down the side. And there was agapanthers at the S intersection. And again, reverse camera and everything.
Yep.
Straight in and over the agapanthers.
And like, I'm looking at him. I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, I don't know.
And
did you not get rid of those agapanthers?
Well, because they all died. My dad got rid of them all.
You're welcome.
What we thought we could do, and it might sound brutal, 52232955. Can you be proud of parallel parking if your car has got cameras? Because I don't think you can.
I'm not saying I'm going to be proud of the next one.
Like, we're very proud of you for trying again. But I think that, like, to stop everyone's evening last night.
Well, she was excited. She was going to Great Ocean Odes at Pop Culture Records, exactly. And you didn't want to miss it.
So it was such an important event that I had to attempt it. It was the only park nearby.
Okay. Well, we want to hear if you think it's an achievement or if them damn yous and their smart cars that don't know how hard it is to park. Ava, you can leave now. You don't get a right response after this.
Yeah, well, we've got a few opinions on this, Tim. Caleb and Thompson, one of your best mates.
Caleb!
Caleb, is this impressive for Ava, or should she not be impressed because she had cameras all around her car?
No, I reckon it's impressive. Any parallel parking or reverse parking is hard enough. So before, when I was on hold, I was reversing it in. So a truck and a trailer. So.
Oh, trailer. Nah, see, do you know what, Caleb? That's a next level thing.
That's next level.
I've watched him parallel park in a trailer with a trailer on the back of his car. I've watched him reverse parallel park in like a huge RV. I'm never more impressed by that. But I feel like
it's a weird thing that makes me feel more like a man.
Yeah.
It's not a right thing to say or feel, but especially with a trailer, first go, and like my father-in-law, it's the only time he's ever been impressed with me. Watching me parallel park with a trailer or
like,
reverse
finally.
It in. So Caleb, congratulations on your parallel and reverse park. Brendan in Kerr Lewis, is this an impressive thing or with people with these smart cars or not so much?
This is not impressive.
Sorry, Ava.
Sorry, we grew up in I'm an 80s baby. We grew up looking at a parking spot and your mate's going, you're not getting in there. And you're like, yeah, game on, let's get in it. And you'd have to do it by mirror, over the shoulder, no cameras. That was impressive.
Yep, you get one opportunity. And I don't even care if it takes, like, you know when people do like a 3-point turn or whatever to get. If you need 20 points to get it in there.
That's fine. Honestly, there's nothing hotter as well than like watching someone like put their arm on the passenger seat. And like do the one-handed,
That's it.
That'll feed me for days.
Is that why
num,
you
num,
looked
num.
At me like that? Okay. Interesting. I'm glad you did make a move. Brendan. So I think we've got one camp four impressive, mm-hmm. one camp against. So I think we'll let Ava be proud of herself.
We're not going to give her a chance to reply. But
absolutely not. She is waving to try and get attention, but you have lost your window for speaking.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
It was around this time last year that took a leap of faith, metaphorically, and it's revisiting old hobbies.
Sure.
You know, and you go, all right, some time has passed.
Yeah.
I used to be able to do this. Let's lean back in.
It's a conversation me and my husband are having a lot of at the moment because he's like, what are some hobbies that you want to continue, like now that we're going to be parents, right?
You're like, well, you made me sell my sewing machine and table. It's like, I've got nothing left.
My only hobby was my job, and I'm not doing that for 12 months.
Oh, right.
So now I need to find a hobby.
Oh, your identity.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be fun to figure out. Can we table that for a second?
Sure.
I was just speaking.
No, of course. No, I just mean you're finally getting back into hobbies after having your child, which is very good.
And it was something simple like just bought bikes.
Yeah.
So bought two bikes, one for me, one for my wife.
Because you had bikes for a while. We used to go for bike rides and stuff.
Yeah, but it was like I put it together, bought it online, never felt comfortable and or safe.
Yeah. Yep.
Just like every time I would like hit a bump, the bike would go. I remember riding once and the handlebars came off and I was like, well, that's, I'm no Cadell Evans, but I've never seen this.
I don't think these are supposed to do that.
I've never seen this in the Tour de France. So yeah, went into a place on Paco, we saved up for ages, months and months and months. We were like, yep, let's invest. We don't want to just like what I did a couple of years ago, buy a crappy bike and have to get rid of it. So got these bikes and I was really worried. I was like, my bike confidence, all time low because of the bike that I hand put together.
Yeah.
Handlebars coming out, gears not changing.
And now
you've
got to think about, you've put a child on the back of that.
100%. I also don't have bike confidence in my wife because the one time we went for a decent ride, she tried to show me that she could go from like the road up a gutter, not like the bump gutter, like the step one.
Oh, no.
And she just panicked and didn't lift.
Just ate concrete. Yeah.
And just fell. And then she played it really cool. And I was like, are you all right? And she's like,
meant that.
She was like, I'd rather we never discuss this ever again in our lives. And I was like, that's fair. Okay. So
you're there on a bike panicking.
Yeah.
Your wife's on a bike. You're panicking.
Yeah.
You've got your son strapped to the back of you. Panicking.
Panicked. So eventually, over the space of the last 12 months, we have all regained bike confidence. And I still don't know. I'm not sure I trust my wife. Every time she's got him, I'm like, don't do that. Just ride straight.
He's
braking.
Like, I want to go with mum. Mum's way more fun.
Yeah, pretty much. But what I've found is because we've been bike riding for the last 12 months, my bike confidence has gone from an all-time low, unfortunately, to an all-time high.
Is this you announcing you're going to be in the Cadell Evans Great Ocean Road Race?
No. Don't have a bike for that.
300 kilometres?
No, I'm going to do the family one that's 200 metres.
Yeah, fair enough.
On the waterfront in January or February. But I am now, when the weather's good, I'll ride the bike to daycare with my son because he absolutely loves it. And then on the way back, it's like trek time. But I've realized that what I think is wildly impressive, it looks like when I learned how to ride a bike when I was like, you know, 5 or 6, and you're just doing minimal effort and thinking you would look like you're at the X Games.
Sure.
So like doing like slight monos where the front wheel comes up and then it's like, and it's like not a second.
You're a father.
I don't
need to be popping monos.
But it's like, because I've got no necessary, like because we work afternoons, I'm not rushing to get back home to have a shower, to get in the car and whatever. Like I'll take the long way, find some dirt mounds.
Do you ever get a look when you've dropped Jack off at daycare and you're driving back with no child in the back? Do you ever get looks of like, where did you leave the child?
Well, no, because people will either assume that the child's somewhere else or that I'm just not riding. Like, it's like when you see people walking with a pram with no kid. You go, well, they've dropped their kid off somewhere.
No, I go, where is the child?
Okay, all right. It'll shift. But yeah, today on my ride back home, I went the dirt track way because at Armstrong Creek there's like the path. And then on the other side, some local kids have made a pretty cool dirt track out there. And I was like, I'm ready for it. I was not ready for it. I was like, I'm going to go down a ramp and then do a jump.
Oh, no.
What happened is I just went down, decided I'm a coward, hit the brakes.
Oh, no.
Did what I thought was a sick skid. And then I hear, kids laughing at me.
Okay, so I thought you were going the Cadell Evans route, but really you're aiming for BMX Bandits.
Yeah. It was a very, like, it was a very low moment. Quite.
How old were the kids?
This is the thing. I blacked out and ran away, just trying to be cool. And I was like, "You don't even pay taxes." You're like, you know, trying to act like you don't understand what real problems are just yet. One day you'll be me. I haven't showered. Don't get me started. So yeah, I'm enjoying the bike confidence again, but I've been humbled very quickly.
I think I'm gonna cross bike riding off of my my hobby list.
Yeah, that's fair and fine.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.